I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 615, Throwing Rotten Fruit. If there's one topic the Bible keeps coming back to again and again and again, it's our mouth, our words, our speech. Proverbs has a boatload of verses on the topic, but the warning about our words comes in the New Testament too. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, which I call T2G, to love God and to love others. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us, including how we talk. There's a stunning change in attitude and language in the same person in just 10 verses. Who? What? I'm talking about Saul, or Paul, as we know him. In Acts chapter 9, verse 1, it says, "But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord." And then 10 verses later, in verse 11, it says, "A man of Tarsus named Saul, for he was praying." The same person. Saul of Tarsus, from killing to kindness, from P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, praying, to P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, praying. What happened? What cleaned up his heart and his mouth? Well, in one word, Jesus. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of scripture, ask you a great question, pray a prayer with you about the words we use, and close with a challenge for loving God and loving people better with our language. Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Our hearts and our mouths are connected. And Paul told the Ephesians, "Let no unwholesome talk proceed out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Now the word for unwholesome means rotten, like fruit. In the house behind the alley where I grew up on Grace Street in Danville, Illinois, there were two pear trees. And as I was growing up, I had some memorable moments with those trees. Once I fell out of one of those pear trees and broke my arm in the seventh grade. I'm sure I've eaten more than my fair share of the fruit from those trees. But I also remember the rotten pears on the ground every year. The smell. The bees all around, the dark, squishy feeling between my young toes. And I kind of thought the only thing those rotten pears were good for was throwing at girls, which I did. In fact, I threw a lot of rotten pears at Vicky Hicks so that she would know I liked her. For some strange reason, that didn't work. It had the opposite effect, in fact. Weird, huh? Well, rotten fruit is kind of like rotten speech. It's putrid, smelly, squishy, and nasty. Only good for throwing at people if your intent is to drive them away. We all know people who like to throw rotten words our way. And we leave their presence feeling dirty and gross and attacked and hurt. And others offer up words of love and encouragement, grace as Paul said it, to build you up, words that fit the occasion. In other words, those words are like Goldilocks at the end of the story. Not too soft, not too hard, but just right. Just what we need to be said at the time. And you're thankful they said it. Lord, make us like that, because that is T2G. Here's the great question. When was the last time words were thrown at you that felt like rotten fruit? And when was the last time your words were like that towards someone else? Let's pray this prayer adapted from heartlight.org. Father, put a guard over my mouth when I'm about to say something I should not say. Whether it's a word that is untrue, a word that is negative, a word that's critical, a word that discourages, Lord, stop the words before they come out of my mouth. Close the door of my lips and prevent the words from leaving my mouth. Father, take control of what I say. Help me to think before I speak. Help me to pause before I speak. Help me to consider my audience before I speak. Some things are inappropriate for some to hear. Some things are inappropriate for all to hear. Some things don't need to leave my mouth. Father, guard my lips. Control what I say. Father, help me to guard my words when I say something. Make sure the words I speak are worth hearing. And if they're not, help me be silent. Father, sometimes the words of encouragement need to pass through my lips. Let them pass. Sometimes there are words of hope that need to be spoken. Let me speak them. Father, sometimes someone needs to hear that I love them. Let me tell them. Father, sometimes someone just needs to know I appreciate them. Let them know it by what I say. And sometimes someone needs to hear hopeful words. Help me give them. Please, God, remove the fear that prevents me from speaking when someone needs to hear your love for them. Help me not miss opportunities to speak for you. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 616. In the meantime, I still think about the day that I threw rotten pears at Vicky. You know, I wasn't even aware of what I was doing. I thought it was kind of fun. What's the big deal? I didn't see the damage I was causing. May the Lord help us love well with the words that we say, lovingly, intentionally using our language, so we're not throwing rotten fruit.